funny, when I have morning mass with the school children, I always have to shift gears, since I've already preached on this once today, and I'm like, okay, no questions, you know. But I do have to start with a question. How do we know that the sheep in the parable today has value? How do we know that the coin has value? We know that they have value because someone goes to look for that which is lost. I see in these parables, my brothers and sisters, an incredible affirmation of our worth and our value. And it is not based upon anything that we have done or not done. But it is based upon God's relationship with us, creator to creation, bringing us into existence. And not only that, but then coming and seeking after us when the whole world was lost. He reveals our worth. He reveals our dignity. He reveals our value. This is an incredible message. It is a message that is very important for our time and for our day, just as it has always been. Because there are so many in the world today who do not build their reality upon the faith, the Christian understanding that Jesus lays out for us today. They base persons' value on what they do, what they have, how they look. Are they productive or not? Are they convenient or not? Jesus is declaring value and worth. And he's making the point for those, the scribes and the Pharisees, who of his day questioned the value and the worth of the sinner and the tax collector because of what they were doing or what they were not doing. We do not have the ability to give worth and value to someone. It is God who reveals it. He first reveals it in ourselves, my brothers and sisters. You know, it's funny. I used to think that saying that you have value, you have worth, would be something that, you know, is just easy. Like, yep, Father, I know that. But my experience of living is just the opposite. It is the thing that people most question about themselves as they come face to face with their brokenness, their shortcomings, their inabilities, all of these things. The inability to value one's self, to see in oneself worth. And so we try all these different ways to convince ourselves, and it never works. It requires another, someone outside of ourselves, to speak to our value, to speak of our worth. Jesus came to search for you and for me, and in doing so, he reveals your worth, your dignity, your value. And the beautiful thing is, it can never be taken from you. It can never be taken from you. You can go from the most productive and active person in the whole world and end up laying in a bed, unable to feed yourself. And your value and your worth and your dignity remains the same. We learn to receive. We learn to accept that God reveals this for us. The second step is very easy. If he reveals our value and our worth to each and every one of us, then we must see it in each other. And not because that person is nice, or that person is handsome or beautiful, so I want to be around them. Or they have all of this, they've got multiple houses and boats and cars, and I like being around them because we have fun every time we're together. Each and every one has value because God declares it so. And so I must see it as well. Because if I don't see, if I don't look upon my brother, my sister, and see the value that God sees in them, then I don't see them. I don't see them. If I don't see them in truth, I don't see myself in the mirror. If I don't see myself as God sees me, seems so silly. Two little parables, a coin and a sheep. And that there's so much revealed, so much spoken. My brothers and sisters, trust that what God says about you today is real. There is not a single person here whom he did not seek out to find. Last thing, how important for us to leave this place and to receive the value that he gives and affirms within us, to see it in each other, and to go out there and to proclaim it and to reveal it in those who cannot see it, who do not even know Jesus. And are so wrecked trying to know their value and worth. How incredibly important for us to go out and to proclaim to them their value, their worth. For God is seeking them as well. Amen.